Hey guys, and welcome to the show. It's going to be a fun one today because we have our own Apple genius, James Cottle, with us. And he's going to talk to us about Microsoft apps on platforms other than Windows. What? Hey James, how's it going, bud?
Pretty good. How you doing, Lex?
Pretty good, man. Thanks for agreeing to do this. For those of you out there that don't know, James is one of our senior software engineers. He specializes in Mac and iOS. I don't think we've done a Mac or an iOS show on Taste of Premiere. This could be a first.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So the reason that I asked you to do the show was everybody knows about our PC apps, right? Everybody knows about Office. Everybody knows about all the stuff that we do on the PC. And that stuff's great, right? They're all Windows apps. Everybody that runs Windows loves them. But there's this newfangled technology out there called smartphones.
Yes.
And there's a lot of iOS users. And Microsoft, I was surprised to learn, is one of the largest manufacturers of iOS software. It's funny, I get people, all the time, that say, what do you do? Oh, I work for Microsoft. And they say, oh, that's cool. I've got an iPhone. Like we don't write software for the iPhone.
Right.
So
right.
I thought that this would be a great opportunity to show off some of the cool stuff that we have on the iPhone. I know you love Outlook. Thought maybe we could run through an Outlook demo and you could talk about some of the other iOS apps that are out there.
Sure. Sure. I have a bunch of apps on my phone. I have an iPhone, and I love the apps that we write for iOS, and they seem to work great.
Okay, awesome. So without further ado, let's go ahead and take a look at some of those.
All right, Lex. What I can do is I can just go ahead and share my screen.
Yeah.
And as you can see right here, this is my iPhone right here, and I got lots of apps and have a Microsoft folder here with a lot of stuff. But first, I can show you what I think is one of the coolest apps. I like Outlook. So this is the Outlook app, and as you can see right here, what we do is we combine your mail, your calendar, your contacts, all the pieces into one app, which is a little different than the native app, which kind of separates them out into separate apps like the mail.app and calendar app and separate contacts. But the thing that's kind of cool it has this concept called focused inbox, which as you can see, I can click other or I can click focused. And what that kind of does is it learns your habits of what mails you reply to, what emails you kind of ignore, and if it's a contact you work with a lot, it'll kind of appear in your focused inbox. If it's not, it goes into other, so that when you're on your phone, you kind of see the things that you're kind of ready for.
Wow. So I love that feature. I just wish that somebody had explained it a little better to me, because I didn't understand that that's exactly what it did, but that's cool.
Yeah, it's we've introduced this too on the Mac. I work on the Outlook for Mac client, and so we've taken this feature and we've just integrated it into the Mac desktop client to have the same feature, so you can also do that. So one of the most innovative features that's ever happened with a mail client is what Outlook for Mac or Outlook for iOS does. And let's say over the course of a day you receive, let's say, 20 emails, and then some of them have attachments. If you compose a message, like here, I can just compose a message. And if I click the file menu right here, as you can see down below, it has all the attachments that I've kind of received recently, which is pretty cool. I mean, even the desktop client can't do that, right?
So that is neat.
Yeah. And so as you can see right here, when you add an attachment, you can add it from OneDrive, Dropbox, Google Drive, and then the pieces down below are like from Office 365. That's attachments that you receive during the day. and then I can do like see all, and then I can just scroll back like attachments I've received last month. I mean, it's pretty cool that I can just pick them here and I don't have to worry about where it is in somebody's email or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that is cool. I like that.
And so this is the calendar, and you can see the three-day view. You know, you can see a few. You know, the day view, which I prefer, so I can see what I'm doing during the day. And then we also have the integrated contacts.
Yeah.
The other thing is, like, as you're triaging mail or reading mail, like, if I kind of scroll it this way, you know, I have it set to, if I swipe it this way, it's delete. And if I swipe it this way, it's schedule. And that's kind of a cool feature. Like, if you, like, let's say this Chris Caldwell mail, let's say I'm kind of done with it. And so I have to choose my folder. And I'll say, conflict scheduled. And so you can just say, hey, later today I want to see that email. And so essentially that email will disappear from your inbox. And then at your chosen time, and I can just choose a time too, I can just say, how about 4? It just goes away, and then whoop, it'll appear back. So,
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a pretty cool app, and you can see all your folders here. I have a lot of folders. But yeah, I think Outlook is probably one of the coolest apps. Just because, you know, I use email a lot, so I work on it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Cool. So, another thing is, like, I just kind of wanted to show a list of, you know, if people haven't looked, there's, like as you were saying, we develop a lot of apps for iOS. And this... I brought up the App Store here, so this is, just so people know, this is the Apple App Store on the phone, and I did a search and found one of our apps and then just looked at all our apps, and so there's some of the pretty big ones you have, like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Those are all in there. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to scroll through the list a little bit. You know, we have an Xbox app, we have Skype for Business, which I use. We have the Remote Desktop app, which is a great app if you want to connect to, like, a Windows box. You can connect to it, TS to it. We have, you know, the keyboard. Yeah, we have, let me go back to that.
You didn't mention Connectimals.
Yes, Connectimals. So let me go back to that list. I fingered it. Yeah, let me scroll back to that. That was Connectimals. We ported that game to iOS.
Yeah.
We ported a couple. We made another one, Wordament, there. And I think one of your apps that you use is Microsoft Groove, right?
I do, and I like it. I like it on the iOS device. I've got an iPhone and an iPad and an Android and multiple Windows devices, but... I like the Groove app. It's integrated into OneDrive. I can you know, fire up Groove and it'll go out. It'll allow me to look at my music collection on OneDrive and play anything I want. And I don't have to download music directly to my phone, but I certainly could if I wanted to. I can, you know, highlight an album or a song or an artist and download anything that I want to the phone. It just works. It works great. I really like that app, and I like the app on iPhone. The other app that I like that's in your view right now is Microsoft Pix.
Yes.
Which we just released. But, man, what a great camera app.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people are starting to, you know, use that over the integrated app just because of the AI that's involved in it. It takes great pictures, and they're pretty impressive.
Yeah, figures out lighting for you, you know, offers you a best picture. What a great app. It really is a great app. Now, I haven't played with Cortana on the iOS devices, but it's there. I see it in the list.
It is there. It is definitely there, and it works pretty good. you know, this is one of those things where, you know, we would love for you to be able to use it as the built-in, but, you know, right now Siri is the only option. I believe on Cortana on Android, you can actually choose it as your default. So you can replace the, I think it's the Hey Google with the Cortana. Yeah. And then there's an app that I use like every day, the Azure Authenticator. So that's Microsoft's two-factor authenticator. And so every time I connect to stuff, that pops up.
Yeah, so I know we use that in-house. I guess customers can set that up and use it as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, they definitely can use it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the Microsoft Health app, we should mention that, right? Because it pairs with the Microsoft Band. And I just have to say, I love my Microsoft Band, and I love the Microsoft Health app. Those are awesome apps.
Yes, that definitely integrates. What else do we have? We have Outlook Groups. That's kind of new. That's a new feature in Office 365, right? Yeah. And so we already have the iOS app out, and we're working to get that feature across all the desktop apps too.
By the way, have you played with Sway?
I have not played with Sway.
Oh, dude, hit the get button right now. You have to play with Sway.
What does that do for me?
Sway is awesome. So I was at a technical conference in Seattle, 6 months ago, mm-hmm. and took a bunch of pictures, fired up Sway. Sway allows me to load those pictures in and build a story that's playable. So I can add text over the pictures. It's kind of like an advanced version of PowerPoint. But it works great. I mean, it builds essentially these little movies that you can annotate over your own pictures and videos. I love Sway. It's great. Great for presentations, too, not just for playing around in, you know, Seattle. It's great for doing business presentations, et cetera. It's a really cool app.
Yeah. And I think the Microsoft Power BI, that's kind of a new feature that's getting a lot of traction for us. I use Microsoft BI, Power BI internally for some of our reports and stuff that we do. Makes great graphs and helps you view stuff.
Cool, yeah. I haven't played with it yet, but I'd love to play with it.
Yeah. And we have the Dynamics stuff. I've used Dynamics to file expense reports internally, so I'm sure customers can probably use that too. And then we have things like Microsoft Send. These are like, I think this is like one of the garage apps, you know, where we have the Microsoft Garage team, which, you know, they encourage like building apps to just do crazy things and maybe not, you know, align with any particular vision in Microsoft, but just getting, you know, things out there. And so I think Send is one of them. And it like lets you send quick apps. It utilizes your email, but kind of has some metadata in it, so the app knows to pick it up, and it's kind of cool to play with. let's see.
Yeah. What else.
There's a lot of stuff for, you know, I've kind of been skimming over some stuff, but there's some admin focused type stuff, you know, an Office 365 admin. You know, here's some RMS sharing.
Yeah, I wonder what Office 365 for video phone or whatever that is.
Where is that?
Right there. See it? Office 365 video for iPhone?
Huh. Yeah, I haven't even looked at it.
Yeah, kind of neat. It looks like you can kind of do a little bit of the same type of thing that you do with Sway. Watch videos, record and upload video from your iPhone, browse and search videos across all channels. So apparently there's some sort of channel directory. See what videos are popular and trending across your organization. Kind of neat. So James, what are some of your favorite apps?
Yeah, some of the apps, you know, my favorite apps are Word, Excel, you know, whenever people send me those types of documents, I can actually edit them on my phone. I also, you know, use Outlook all the time. Use OneNote a lot because, you know, on my desktop machine at work, I make a lot of notes in OneNote, and if I want to refer to them, I can, you know, get it real quick. The OneDrive app, you know, when I'm sharing you know, my, you know, documents that I'm trying to find on my phone. One of the apps that I don't use yet, but I've saw all the internal demos, is this Gig Jam. And this is kind of like a crazy new app that came out, and I saw the demo, and it's essentially an app where if two people have Gig Jam, you can literally take a document and share pieces of it for them to see without sharing the document to them. So it's hard to explain, but when you watch the demo, like here, you know, you'll notice that this picture, you kind of have like the source of your files. And then when you open one of the files, you can just kind of select stuff and you can X out things you don't want them to see. So like, you know, in some of the demos, like let's say I had a like a candidate, you know, like a, maybe like a resume of a candidate, you know, you can just kind of, you know, kind of cross out his name and stuff, but you can select the experience and you can kind of just share it to the person and they can see it instantly and they can go, oh yeah, that looks like a good candidate. And you can, you know, it's kind of this like almost like a Snapchat type way of sharing documents though. But what's interesting is the, you know, the intelligence built in the app where you can just kind of use your fingers and cross out stuff and it just kind of, as you can see, it grays it out. So I haven't had a chance to use that, but when I watched the demo, I could definitely see the appeal of people wanting to share information without like being really connected. You know, like you don't have to log into my network or I don't have to share it for real somewhere.
Yeah. So I wonder what so let me ask you a question. I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but in Gig Jam, if I share part of a document, you said it's kind of like Snapchat. Does the document expire after a certain period of time?
Yeah, and it's like right here you can temporarily share things. Yeah, yeah, you have control over a lot of it.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, and it's like in real time. So as soon as you like cross something out, it just like disappears from the other person's view. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is cool.
Yeah.
All right, what else? What else do you like?
Well, I can show you the OneNote. Here, let me switch to that here. You know, like, so these, like, the TS client, you know, whenever, sometimes I have to connect to my Windows box, and, you know, it's just convenient that I can connect to it from anywhere with my phone.
Yeah, if I need so I actually, I want to see that in just a second. Show us OneNote, and then let's go back to the RD client.
Yeah, so, so this is kind of my OneNote. As you can see, all the tabs are, you know, it kind of looks just like you would expect. And then, when I click on them, now I can kind of edit them, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Like if I'm, let's see if I'm in this new section here, if I just hit a plus, I can add photos. You know, I can create a list or a note, and so I'll just say note. And as soon as I do this, and, you know, I go back here, you know, it's probably already synced to my OneNote here at my desk.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So.
Yeah, that is really cool. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Okay, so let's go to the RD client.
All right. And I can show you the RD client. I may not be able to connect to anything right now. This is a machine that I have at work. Oh, I think I touched the button too long. So it may prompt me.
Yeah, no worries. It's kind of neat that the app automatically switched the phone video to landscape. Yeah, I can't connect.
The service isn't working right now, but like here you can just have, you know, a bunch of, you can just add your machines and you can type in the PC name and you can connect right to it. You can use your finger to move around in it.
Yeah,
it works. It works great. It's not working great for this demo, but.
yeah, no worries. Okay, well, that sounds pretty cool. Show us Bing. I have to see Bing on the iOS device.
Oh, yeah. Maybe later. So, yeah, it's a Pretty good looking app. Hold on. I think I held down the button too long. So, you know, like, it's kind of cool because, you know, it has these these buttons right here that you're, you know, every time you bring up an app, for me, you know, these are kind of the things that I look for. Usually it's like, where do you want to go eat, you know, restaurants. But I can do like, let's do the restaurants. And these are, I'll just refresh it. But, yeah, these are near me. So you can kind of just scroll through them. And, you know, like...
Yeah, that's funny. I didn't realize you lived near where I live, but we live pretty close to each other. I go to PDQ all the time.
Oh, yeah. I love PDQ. That's a local thing. So anybody watching this, that's kind of local to North Carolina.
Yep. Absolutely.
And then, movies.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. So I haven't played with this. What happens if I... Oh, in theaters. I guess you have to go check.
So you click it, you kind of get all the information from IMDb.
Yeah, that's a scroll up. This is what I was looking for. I was looking for the theaters that are near you that it's playing at.
Yeah, and at the top, you know, it plays the trailer for you, and then, you know, these are the theaters near me and the show times, and, you know, you can buy tickets through, you know, there's Fandango there, movie tickets.
Yeah, you can even watch it on Netflix if it's available.
Yeah. I mean, the app is pretty slick. Let's see. I haven't used the Near Me, but... So it has deals.
Yep.
10% off. That's pretty cool.
It even knows about the brand new Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, that is brand new. Brand new.
It is.
Yeah, there's Great Wolf next to us. We have that just down the road.
Hendrick
Motorsports. Yeah, anybody looking at this, if you're in North Carolina and you love NASCAR, everything is just down the road from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're about a mile from the speedway. 2 miles.
Yeah. So it's a pretty cool app. And, you know, just hitting the bottom button, it kind of gives you the weather. It's all, like, integrated.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like a combination of, like, a bunch of apps pulled into one.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I also see that you can pin links to it down at the bottom, right?
Oh, where's that?
Right there, pin a bookmark. Yeah.
Pin a bookmark.
Yeah.
I don't have any yet. But, yeah, I guess you can maybe put your favorite site there and then show up.
Yeah. Kind of neat.
Yeah, there's news. Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, I haven't played with that, but I'm going to have to start playing with Bing on the iOS.
And I mean, it's pretty nice. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sunrise. Tell me the scoop about Sunrise. Wasn't that another company, and then we bought them or something? Or
same with Wunderlist. We bought them both. Sunrise. Sunrise is like, as some people would say, is one of the premier apps for calendaring. I don't have it configured. But the deal with Sunrise was, think of a calendar, like you create your own, you know, it's a calendar, and it has integrations with different things, like say your favorite soccer team or football team. They'll publish their games in a way that Sunrise can put them on your calendar. So I want to watch all the soccer games, and it'll just boop, put them right on your calendar. And let's say you're at a place where the game's going on, but you can't watch the TV. It updates the scores in real time. And so that app is what we're basically taking all those features and integrating those into Outlook and making those features of Outlook. So...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the current state of Sunrise.
And last but not least, what's Wunderlist?
Wunderlist is my phone went to sleep. Is a list app. So like you know, like I just make lists.
Yeah.
I got one of those.
Does it integrate with the Echo?
No, not that I know of. That's my list of things to buy.
Oh, okay.
It's like, yeah, I want to get an Amazon Echo sometime. Play with that.
I've got one.
And then I don't have anything on my groceries list, but yeah.
Yeah, so it's just a cool list app.
It's just a list app, and people would argue it's the best list app ever.
Is that us? That's us, right?
We bought it, yeah.
Yeah, cool, yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, that's one more thing. One more.
Mm-hmm. One more.
Scroll back a little bit. Let's take a look at the translator.
Yes. So, that's if I want to type it. So, English to Spanish, I believe, is what it does.
Yeah. I think you can set the source language and the destination language.
Yeah. So if it changes the side. So like it says choose your language, English and Spanish. So I'll just say, hello.
And it translated it to hola.
Yeah.
Now, does it say hola?
It heard you. So let's do it.
It didn't hear me very well, but I'm coming, to be fair, I'm coming through your PC speakers and then your iPhone is picking it up. So, well, that did pretty well.
Cool.
So, yeah. If you happen to be able to read that, let us know if it's correct.
Yeah, it turns it sideways. So.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. All right. Yeah. Well, listen, man, thanks for taking the time to do this for us.
Oh, sure. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. This has been kind of an unfocused episode, but those are the best kind because we can just try stuff.
Yes.
All right, well, listen, thanks, man. And guys, thanks for watching. That's Your Taste of Premiere.